Rivian's multi-million dollar investments from Amazon and Ford have received a lot of attention. That left Cox Automotive's $350 million investment in September a bit overshadowed. Cox is less of a household name and perhaps known for its brands like Auto Trader, Kelley Blue Book, and Manheim. For the first time, Cox Mobility Group President Joe George tells WGLT's Ryan Denham about why Rivian was their first equity investment in an automaker and what they hope to learn.
First and foremost, you know, how electric vehicles are going to impact the auto industry. We have a pretty extensive presence in the wholesale and retail automobile business. And so from things like how to value a battery pack in the used market, because there's such a part of the value of a new electric vehicle. And in order to do that, you have to have a pretty good understanding of the charge discharge histories of the batteries. And so, you know, part of working with the Rivian team is just to learn about how these battery packs wear over time, and so that we can do a good job informing the aftermarket and ultimately consumers about the health of the battery and then the corresponding value.
You mentioned your interest in Rivian was in part on trying to get a better handle on things like how to value a battery pack, once it hits the used market. Can you, even go bigger picture and talk about what attracted you to Rivian as a company? There are any number of places where you could study batteries, but why Rivian? What was attractive about them?
Yeah, I think we like the fact that they're an all-electric manufacturer. You know, the Cox family has been very active in sustainability over the past decade. We have a program called Cox Conserves, where we're making investments across different clean technologies and sustainable food production and helping businesses do a better job managing their carbon footprint. And so when the Rivian announcement came along and we met RJ and we, you know, his philosophy around, making the planet a better place through electrification and transportation, we're very intrigued. Then when you go into his philosophy around the skateboard, which has, you know, you can have multiple implementations or form factors that you can put on top of the skateboard, we just thought that was very compelling, because we think a lot of the future of how we get from point A to point B for goods and package delivery is along the lines of, you know, what Amazon's contemplating doing. So, you know, we knew Amazon was going to be part of it, and we just felt like, as well as Ford, we just felt like it was the right alchemy of partners. And also the vehicle is, you know, when you start fresh, you know, you can develop the operating system from the ground up. So there's a lot of really interesting things around connectivity.
What can you say at this point about what you guys will be doing for Rivian? I mean, other than you learning from kind of the battery side of it, what are the other things that kind of make up this partnership?
Well, I think the main is just knowledge transfer in and around the battery systems, and how can we help the whole industry together do a better job of assessing a battery EV vehicle, so that people bid in the secondary market the appropriate price, because that helps with residual values, which then helps consumers with more affordable payments. So that's where a lot of our energy is going to be. And I think as you pan back and you look at the second life, secondary use, and recycling of these battery systems, we're very interested as part of our Cox Conserves effort into where the battery cells go once they've gone past their effective life in an automotive application. We don't want them going into landfills, so we're really aggressively looking at different ways to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I think our listeners may not realize just all the things that could be potential second lives for these batteries once they've done what they do with the vehicles. What are some of those potential second uses that you think could be more commonplace in the years to come?
Rivian is looking to help in Puerto Rico, a village where there's inconsistent power grid, level out with power storage based on their battery packs. Great test of that hypothesis. As far as other second use, the challenge today is the cost of the new battery cells is coming down as more and more demand and more capacity is developed. So it's a little bit of a challenge, because a lot of storage applications, you're able to buy the batteries new cheaper than you can get them into the secondary use market. But we think that it's just a matter of time before there'll be enough supply where, you know, we'll be able to develop things like home storage of energy and, you know, fleet depot type grid, you know, microgrids to help with regenerating and balancing out how power is pulled off of the grid so that you can charge, you can pull power off at times where it's optimal and then push the power out of the battery storage systems and into the vehicles themselves. So it's just really early, but there's a lot of really great opportunities there. And then the recycling, just making sure that these batteries don't go into the landfills, and how we can responsibly reuse them and recycle them is another whole area of opportunity.
Are you guys going to be doing any kind of anything on the service end for Rivian?
We're going to help with their commercial fleet work with the Amazon vehicles and help with the, you know, through our Manheim business, we do a lot of in-fleeting and defleeting of fleets today. So that'll just be one more offering that we can help Rivian with in-fleeting those vehicles.